You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one to get in today was Karen. Karen, what are you doing with your day today?
Well, I'm heading off to Zumba class, but oh my gosh, I had to call you because I was just in Pisa a week ago Sunday, and I was at the Coliseum and saw the McDonald's a week today.
Yeah. No way.
So you know what I'm talking about. You come up out of that subway thing, and there's the Mickey D's, Golden Arches.
And we saw the IKEA on the way to Pisa and cracked up over that, yes.
Funny. Wow. I told Jeremy that I climbed up the Leaning Tower when I was a kid, not on the outside, the stairwell on the inside, and I don't know if they still allow that or not.
Yeah, they do. But what's interesting fact on that, they hired a Polish architect or Polish geologist or something because it was listing 5 more centimeters instead of the 4. So mm-hmm. he could have gone in and fixed it so it went straight up. But the city said, no, don't fix
right.
it because nobody's going to come to a straight tower.
Yeah. They did have to bring it back. It was like had a 5.5 degree list, and they brought
right.
it back to 3.7. But you're right. They're like, this is our bread and butter.
Yes.
So,
oh, my gosh. But what are the chances?
That's funny. Both
looking up Pisa and then me just being there.
Yeah, we both looked it up without knowing the other one was looking it up, and you were there. Did you
yes.
take the cheesy photo with your hand out like you're holding it up?
Of course I did.
It's like a law, right? There's a law that you have to do.
Exactly.
That. Well, that's fun, Karen. Good for you.
Yeah, we had a great time.
What else did you see while you were there? What other parts of Italy did you hit?
We did 5 countries, started in Lisbon, back-to-back cruises, and then ended up in Rome for 3 days. So a trip of a lifetime. We had a great, great time. There's 900 churches in Rome, and I think we saw 852 of them.
Good for you. I'm so glad to hear that. A lot of people talk about taking trips like that, and then they never save their money or plan for it, and I'm glad you guys did it.
Well, yeah, do it while you still can get around, because it was a lot of walking.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Good for you. Let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
I think so. I play by myself. I'm waiting for a stoplight. I'll say, okay, name cities that start with a B, and I do fairly well, so we'll see how I do in actual.
Let's find out. I will tell Caitlin, Shauna, and Christine, no matter what, don't hang up because we still want to talk with you. Karen, what are you getting? There's one that we tried a week or two ago and didn't get a winner, but let's see if you can do it. In 10 seconds, give us 5 movies. These can be old, new, we don't care. 5 old or new movies that were set at sea. You just did a cruise. 5 movies that are set out at sea. Ready and go.
Perfect Storm, Jaws, Poseidon, Titanic, and
you got four.
It.
You were so close.
Well, it was fun, though.
You know, all you had to do was throw in a Pirates of the Caribbean, and you would have been good to go.
Oh, of course.
You go have a great day. Thanks for chatting with us, okay?
Well, and thanks for brightening up my mornings. Love listening to you guys.
You're very sweet. Thank you. Be well.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Josh is filling in for Jer right now. Jer had to run off for his pint for a pint.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua, we're going to talk to Caitlin next. Hi, Caitlin. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey. Caitlin, if you were going to take a trip of a lifetime, like Karen was talking about, where would you go?
I would probably go to, like, Greece.
Oh, that's a good option.
Good call.
Yeah.
Solid. I think what I would like to do in that respect is go to Greece, because I haven't been. Hop on a boat. If I'm done with that, just go across the Mediterranean and climb the pyramids in Egypt. How's
that
for
awesome.
That sounds pretty fun.
You can steal that if you want. You can do it, you know, if you'd like to try that. What do you do for a living, Caitlin?
I work at, like, a residential living facility
for
kids.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's my off day, so I'm riding around with my boyfriend while he does work.
Oh.
What does he do?
What does he do?
Uh-huh.
Roofing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Did you say racing?
Roofing.
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 Okay.
Roofing. Yeah, he's
slight
a project
difference.
Manager.
Nice. Where did you meet him?
We met at CSU Pueblo.
Oh, cool.
We both played sports there.
Okay, what sports did you guys play?
I played soccer and he played football.
Oh, look at that. Athletic genes right there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you going to put a ring on it?
Probably soon.
Oh,
have you talked at all about it?
Yes, we have. Probably around November.
What's the significance of that?
Wait, he's going to propose in November?
He should.
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What's his first name?
Luke.
All right. Hand the phone to Luke, will you please?
Hi, how's it going?
Luke, why do you have to wait till November?
I don't know. I guess we'll see if it's November, December, when it is. We still got to figure it out. But she's thinking November for Thanksgiving. I have all the family there and everything. But
oh, no. You want it to be special and private. You don't need to make it a show for other people.
Right? And I think it's got to be more of a surprise than that. She can't know when it is. So.
Exactly. It sounds really planned out.
Don't do this, you know, we need an Instagram moment or whatever. Find something quiet and special, just the two of you.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I've actually got a ring right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you could propose to her right now on the radio without the ring yet. You could do that if you wanted to, Luke.
I could do that. I don't know if I want to do that over the radio.
Very unorthodox right there.
I don't know. Our listeners would think it was pretty cool.
They would love it.
You know, listen, if you don't really love her, Luke, that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, he's easy now. Don't get
all right.
In trouble here.
You're a good man. Give the phone back to Caitlin, okay?
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, listen, I think you two are an adorable couple, so whenever it happens, it happens. You ready to play some Rattle Off?
Yes, I'm so scared.
No. You'll be good. And by the way, Luke cannot help you. If there's any sound or whispering of help, you guys are out, okay? So don't do that.
No, he's not helping me.
No
I'm
help.
Solo.
And you
I'm
know what? You're. Listen, you're... I'm independent. All right, listen, you're a jock, so you should be able to get this, Caitlin. I tried this a few days ago, couldn't get a winner. 10 seconds, give me five brands of running shoes, athletic shoes, sneakers, five different brands. Ready and go!
Nike, Reebok, Adidas, Under Armour, and Hoka.
This is under. I mean, I hate to be naive. I didn't know Under Armour made shoes.
Oh yeah, yep,
they do.
They do for sure. Mm-hmm.
And
Steph,
you know
Steph Curry, yeah.
We have a winner!
Winner! I
switched.
Oh my god, I'm so scared right now. I'm breaking.
I switched my brand recently to Brooks, and then Josh, who's a running shoe expert, told me I had made a wise decision.
Great pair of running shoes.
Yeah.
So they're really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Caitlin,
so
how's your heart?
Body.
How's your heart rate right now? Pretty good?
Really, really high.
That's so funny.
Check it out.
Well, you know what? Do me a big, big favor. Try to remember when he finally gets down on one knee, make sure you reach out to us. Send us a text, maybe with a photo, okay?
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, don't forget your boys. I'm going to put you on hold. You might be there for a few minutes, so don't hang up, and we'll come back here in a bit and tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Caitlin.
You're welcome. I love our listeners. We have the greatest listeners on the
fantastic.
Planet. Shauna, wouldn't you have liked for Luke to propose right then on the radio?
That would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he realize that the rest of us need entertainment? To hell with their personal life. You got to entertain the rest. Are you not entertained?
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if that's ever happened, Dom. People getting proposed to on the radio.
God, on this show, it used to happen a bunch on this show years ago.
I love that. That's awesome.
Shauna, are you currently married?
Yes.
Where did your husband propose?
In San Antonio.
Oh, at the Riverwalk or something?
Well, we had just gotten back from just a stroll on the Riverwalk and went back to our Airbnb, and he dropped a big question.
Oh, that's romantic.
Were there tears?
A little bit. From him.
Yeah. From him?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How about those $28 margaritas on the Riverwalk, too, huh? Pretty special.
Oh, yeah. Missed those, but... mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
What were you doing in San Antonio? Just a fun trip to see some people? Yep. What was the story?
Just a long weekend. He had been down there a few weeks before for he teaches ROTC at a high school and coaches the color guard. So they were down there for a competition, for a regional competition. So
oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's a big military town.
Down there. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
San Antonio is a huge military town. Yeah. That's really cool. So,
was the military also what brought you guys to Colorado?
No, he came to Colorado through the military. I came just to get out of the state that I was living in. And,
oh, now we got to know more. What state?
North Dakota.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Katie will be along here in just a little bit. Our Katie, who does middays, she's a North Dakota girl, so... call her up and chit-chat with her sometime.
She's also nice. Living here now.
Yeah, right.
I'm seeing a trend.
The winters here are a lot better.
I once on this show described North Dakota as Canada's Dingleberry, and people from North Dakota didn't really appreciate that too much.
No.
But
I
call
it America's Siberia.
Oh, my gosh.
But I will say, I have yet to meet a person from North Dakota who is not charming and delightful. So
aww.
The state pumps out nice people. So they may not want to stay there too long, but they're nice people.
They're just so happy that they got out of the state that they are thrilled.
That's it right there.
You know what? I'm sorry you didn't get to play the game today, but thank you for staying on the line because we love chatting with you, okay?
Of course.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks, Shauna. Bye-bye.
And then there's Christine, who's been patiently holding. Christine, are you married?
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Hey,
do you
either.
Ever want to be married?
It depends.
Good answers.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm on the older side of the 30s.
I love the way you put that.
The older side of the 30s.
34, give or take a few years. There we go.
Let me ask you, we're doing a segment on the show tomorrow morning that has to do with like relationship must-haves. Like in order for, if somebody might say, in order for me to be in a relationship with someone, they must have blank and blank and blank. And the whole segment is going to be based on what you gave up. Eventually, it used to be a must-have, and now you're like, maybe I don't need to be that strict about it. What's one of your must-haves?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say electronics around, like in your bedroom. I think I like things to be a little cleaner, sleeker, nicer, and I think that sometimes men come with a little bit more toys and things like that. So I guess it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
That's a really interesting answer. You don't want to clutter up the bedroom with a bunch of gadgets and toys and, maybe some toys, but you know what I mean. So you don't want a bunch of that nonsense, right?
Right, correct.
Minimalist, yeah.
I don't know that anyone has ever given us that answer before. So I like it.
That's good.
Yeah, kind of on the fly.
No, you put some thought into that, though. It's what you want.
I like it. So if you're like starting to date someone and it's starting to feel a little bit serious, you might stroll into their bedroom and just eyeball to see if they live that way, right?
It's a possibility.
Like, okay.
When you're joining forces,
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll tell you, I'll open up. I'll tell you, I will not stand for a television in the bedroom. And that, like, that knocks me out of, like, 90% of relationships. Because people want that TV in their bedroom. I'm like, I don't want a TV. I cannot have a TV in the bedroom.
It's very distracting.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible for sleep and everything else. So it's like, mm-mm. I read some expert one time who said, okay, we'll just, hey, look, we're all adults here, right, Christine?
Yes.
The expert said, truth be told, bedrooms should be for sleeping and relations and nothing else. Yeah. And that you train your brain so that when you go in that room, if you're not, you know, fooling around, it is sleep and you're not doing a whole bunch of other activities in there because it actually rewires your brain.
Yeah.
Huh. So, just a thought.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Totally.
What do you do for a living?
I actually work in a blood donation center.
Well, what do you know? Jeremy went off to do a pint for a pint today, so that's perfect.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. I think that's great. There's a huge shortage right now, so.
Yeah, so people need to give, give, give.
That's right.
Go get that cookie, right?
Right. You know, I mean, we don't compensate much, but we'll give you snacks and, you know, send you off, you know, with the Gatorade and some orange juice.
I was going to say orange juice and a cookie, right?
Yeah. You know, you're saving lives.
Sure. Saving lives.
Yeah, seriously.
You are delightful. I wish you could have played the game. Call us back sometime because we love talking to you, okay?
Yeah, me too. My kids are going to be so excited that I got on the radio.
Aw. Well, we're excited to have you on. So drive carefully. Have a great day.
Yep. You have a good day. Bye.
Bye, Christine.
Bye.